Indeed, grace is the non-resonant moment. In this meeting, the Commissioner of Income Tax thinks that present here and he has asked my intelligent question, which I was just trying to answer. So, I surprised to answer here in this meeting. What is the objective of this movement? This Krishna consciousness movement is a purificatory drop. Consciousness is there, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Avinashi Sutta Vidhi Jiva Sarvam Nam Sadam. There are two kinds of consciousness. One consciousness is limited. Another consciousness is unlimited. The unlimited consciousness is there in God. And limited consciousness is there in you, in me, and not all in me. That's like, if I feel your body, you feel pain, this is all the consciousness. If somebody feels you, but he has seen somebody else, he cannot see. Therefore, your consciousness and my consciousness is limited within his body. Similarly, there is another consciousness, which is Krishna's consciousness or universal consciousness. He has built your body, he feels that I am building something as Paramatma. These things are explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Khetra Khetra Na Khyatra. Khetra means this body. And Khetrasva means the knower of the body. Khetrasva. Sva means knower. So, Krishna says that each and every body can be Khetrasva. I know about the pain and pleasure of my body. You know the pain and pleasure of your body. Krishna says that he does not simply mind his dream, sarva cheshtesu bhava. In fact, I am present with my body. I know the tenth and pleasure of my body. But Krishna because he is present in everyone's body. He shall have Sarvabhutana, he takes you to the future. He knows the same self-status of all life. That is different between Krishna and us, or God or us. This is the change. Somebody claiming that I am God. How it can be God? You cannot know the pains and pleasures of others. But a Krishna knows. That is the difference between God and you. So far consciousness is concerned. God is also conscious, we are also conscious. But our consciousness is neutral and God's consciousness is conscious. That is different. And also, when you are taking reflection from Krishna, Krishna says that this yoga system I explained to the Sun God. And Arjuna inquired, how is that Krishna, both you and me, we are born differently. How is that you say that you explained to the Sun God long years, 40 million years? Krishna answered this point. You are my eternal friend. You are always with me. When you reflect on God, you are also present. But you have forgotten. I do not forget. That is the difference. It is the smile of you. Vidaham samasita. Krishna knows everything. Whatever has happened in the past, whatever would happen in the future, and what is happening in the Vidaham samasita. But we do not. First of all, this is, you should understand, this is the difference between God and the the jivas are explaining the Bhagavad Gita as part and parcel of Krishna. The example is this, just like this fire, big fire, and this spark. These sparks are small, but in quality they are fire. They are not different from fire. If a spark of fire falls on your ground, it will immediately burn. So the burning quality is there either in the big fire or the small fire. Therefore, qualitatively we are one with God. The quality of burning. Another example is just like the drop of the ocean water. Chemical composition of the drop of ocean water is the same as the chemical composition of the big mass of water. So, Krishna, he is all powerful. We are all powerful. Krishna can create. He also can create. Krishna can create just like anywhere you go, planet floating in the air. We can create a small genie, aeroplane, a footprint, flying in the air. So the creative power is there. But there is far difference between Krishna's creative power and my creative power. Krishna, in the Gita, he is saying, The difference between Krishna
and me is this. Suppose I am painting one nice flower. So I require the brush, I require the color, I require the intelligence, I require the time. So that somewhere or other in 2 days or in 2 months, I paint a very nice color. But Krishna's energy is so experienced that by working his energy, many millions of flowers, colorful flowers, come at once. The foolish scientists, they say that it is the work of the nature. No. Nature is instrumental. Behind nature, there is the brain of God. That is Krishna Pārśa. One with Krishna Pārśa. He understands that this flower has not come blind. These varieties of flowers, these and these, that developing under the direction of Krishna. But this direction is so powerful. Become that part. Bhava-vidhidhyāra-varasya. Just like a great scientist, Krishna was born in electronics. Immediately something wonderful. But it is not that the machine is working. It is the scientist who is pushing on the box. Students, don't say, this is not that the nature is producing. No, nature cannot produce. That's what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Vayādhaśe kāpaditi śrīyate sacharācaram Bhītunāni vatomdhyā jagadhi padivartate Mayādhaśe under my superintendent the nature is worth. Not blind. This is not scientific knowledge. This is crude knowledge. Just like a child. He sees that an aeroplane is running on his car. He may think that the aeroplane is running automatically by itself. No. It may be without being cut by the pilot. Cannot work. The machine may be perfect, very nice, but the pilot is different. So, at the present moment, the civilization is trying to avoid God, the brain of God. That is foolish. That is not fair. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vayādhaśena pusiti śrīyate sacharācaram hetunāne na samudira jagati parivartate. So, the Krishna conscious person sees behind nature, behind the law, that is the law. Then, there is one verse in the Vishnu Purāna. Ekat thāne sutasthāne jyotnā vistājnā jatā parasya brahmana sakti tathaiva udhinam jatā. What is this word? Manifestation. See, explain. Just like the fire, it exists just like the sun. Sun is an emblem of fire. And 93 million of miles travel. It is situated. People can suffer. But because this fiery planet, its heat and light is expanded. And in the heat and light, everything is being generated. Just like we have got practical experience in Western countries where there is so much heat and light, the trees and the flowers do not grow so luxuriously because there is want of heat and light. And when there is no fog, when there is no sunlight, everything is trees become without any dry, fruitful. So, as we say, the fog not be different leaves and flowers and fruit. He is the heat and light of the sun. Similarly, Krishna has got two kinds of energy. That is also heat and light. That heat and light, spiritual energy and material energy. Material energy, not material energy. Material energy is practically darkness, there is no light. The basic instruction is therefore that don't keep yourself within this darkness. Tamasi ma jyotirgama. There is another star, just like in this star, you find it is darkness. Naturally it is darkness. Because there is darkness, therefore Krishna has created this star. It is stated in the Brahma Sutra. The whole universe will be immediately flowing one. And if it moves the other side, then immediately the whole universe will be ablaze. So carefully, just the answer of Bhagavati, the scientist has seen so far that the sun is moving very carefully, neither this side nor that, except in the office. So, who has ordered, who has planned the orbit? The Brahma Karmika informed, Jasra Amaya, by whose order the sun is rotating exactly in the orbit? Jasra Amaya, Brahma Dishanam, Bhutakala Sakti, Govinda Mahadipurthamam, Dhamma. I am offering, he is not struck with wonder by the arrangement in the material world, how the sun is moving, how the moon is moving, how the finger is working. He knows that there is a break, big break in Krishna. Krishna also says, Aham Sarvasattva. Matta Sarvam Pravartare. Iti Matya Bhandi Ma. Udha Bhavadamadhi. Anyone who has understood Krishna rightly, in truth, he is the commander, he is Buddha, he is actually not. Bhāva-sakarni, oh, Krishna is so great. Krishna's great power is so great. Here are the people who say Krishna, very Christ, Krishna, that is the Buddha. Those people do not know what is Krishna. Therefore they go to hell by hearing from unauthorized sources this Krishna chant. They go to hell. They have to hear so many goodness and time. Why Krishna is like this? Because due to this professional Bhagavad Gita, when they read Bhagavad, they read it only Rāsīna chant. Because they have no other knowledge, they cannot explain. Bhagavad begins from the very beginning. Janmādhāsya-dhā, anyā, bhūta-dhāsya, asti. They have no break to explain all these. Intimate bhārdhāsya-dhā, what is Krishna? Janmādhāsya-dhā. To jump over to the bhūta, rāsīna, and people misunderstand. Therefore, Krishna says, manuṣālāṁśā-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-dhāsya-d One has to understand Krishna in truth.
Then, hey, Krishna Mahaprabhu, he is helping how to become Buddha, Bhavatmanisa. Then he is fully engaged with Krishna Mahaprabhu.
One who knows. But how one can know and attain the Krishna Bhakti ascending through? That is stated by Krishna. Brahma Bhutva Prasanna Atma Nasodhati Nanamati Tamas Tadrishu Bhute Madhavati Sabhati Varan. After Brahma realizes, after being free from this material contamination, when one becomes actually happy, Prasanna Atma, not Nasodhati, Nanamati, so exactly, at that time, Tamas Tadrishu Bhute But Krishna should be understood as he. Then, that is then Krishna consciousness. And then one is able to understand how Krishna is working, how the whole world material consumption and material cosmic manifestation is working. Then we understand. Krishna says, Maya Pashyam Apurati, under my supati. To understand this. And anyone who understands Krishna, trying to be there, that he Krishna says, Janma Varma Me Dibbam Me Jana Vittasati, not the Buddhist man, the interior man, who knows Krishna accent, then the result is, Dapta Deha Punar Janma Me Dibbam 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 In the world, no one comes back to accept heaven as this material body. He goes back to home, back to God. This living entity, part of the stars, how he has got this condition of material life, that can be explained this way. Just like this fire spark. As long as it is with the fire, it is also just like fire. Glowing. How is the spark? It is glowing. But if it falls down from the fire, then it becomes extinguished. The glowing quality becomes extinguished. And there are three kinds of different position of the living entity. According to the quality of this material nature, the attitude. Karanam gunasamva asya sadarva vishadavajitni. The living entity is the same. But when it comes into this material world, he associates the three kinds of material qualities. Satavo, Nagavo, Namo. So, one is in Satavo, Brahminical qualities, except Jagatparanam, Mayasusnam, Sumaparma, Dula. One who has got the Brahminical quality by word and actually in life, Satvartrama, Parma, Siddhita, Haryama. Jnanam, Jnanam, Asmitam, Brahma, Madhya, Prabhava. So, he can understand. Brahma, Jnana, Dhiti, Brahma. He can understand. So, how? What is my business in the Supreme Lord? Particularly, one who is in the Radhama, the example is given, this is spark, when it falls down on dry grass, the ground that becomes place. Although the spark is born, it follows the atmosphere lightly. And if the spark falls on the wet ground, then it is sparking. The glowing quality may remain for some time, but it is effective. And if it falls down on the water, it is effective. Similarly, when living entity comes to this material world, he by chance, he is in the association of the goodness, he is God consciousness. And if he is in the association of passion, he is materially busy. And if the association is a quality of mind, he becomes animal or animal like man. So this Krishna consciousness movement is giving everyone the chance of to become again breaking fire. And by associating with Krishna, the same spark that extinguished charcoal or karma, if you put into the fire, it will be again light. Similarly, this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to bring forth again the dormant Krishna consciousness in every living entity. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sattva Manuhar Tadmadi Suddha Krishna Parati. They are just trying to revive Purti Chata Jyatuta Prata Parati. They are trying to arrive in the human society to come to the Krishna consciousness movement and make this life better. That is it. Thank you.